This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We were going to do Gridiron right here, but boy, oh boy, do we have lots of Rangers news. And I want to take you back to the 1040 segment where... about an hour later, I feel like most of our predictions have come true. All right. So, Corey, you have a huge information dump for us.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
And I just want to make sure you understand this. If you're looking at Twitter right now and you're seeing the same thing over and over, all the reporters are allowed to start tweeting out information after Chris Young has spoken.
Yes.
That is how this works. So once they're done, everybody's been typing it and they're just getting them out as fast as they can.
And it just sits there. You're waiting for him to finish talking. So yes, absolutely.
So all the reporters that I cover or that I follow are reporting the same things. Chris Young, per Chris Young, Evan Carter will open the season in the minor leagues.
Can you rapid fire these and then we can dive more specifically into them?
Dane Dunning has been outrighted to AAA. Jack Leiter, Kumar Rocker, Ezekiel Duran will all be on the opening day rosters. And Kevin Pillar has made the team. So that's a lot to happen all at once. I think the ability to rotate him around, his ability to hit as a right-hander, that's a big important part for him there because he can hit left-handed pitching. So that's an option there. So, again, Kevin Pillar has made the team. Rocker and Leiter are on the big league squad for opening day and will be in the rotation.
Okay.
Ezekiel Duran's up. Evan Carter is down, not opening the season with the big league club.
All right. So there's a whole lot to get right there. By the way, your buddy's here, big fan of the Rangers. How the heck can we watch them? There are a ton of options. Like, if you have DirecTV, they are on DirecTV. They just got picked up by Fubo. They have a ton of digital and over-the-air clearances for this year. Outside of that, you can do Victory Plus. It's $100 for the year. Outside of that, I believe like 13 games are going to be on Channel 33, Friday night home games throughout the season. And so you have a ton of options to watch the Rangers this year. All right. Feels like we should start with Evan Carter. That is the most logical one. That feels like for some folks, the biggest deal. I simply think this is a matter of common sense. I know I said it in the crosstalk with RJ. I will go back to this. And this is firmly what I believe from an improvement perspective. This is the best thing for Evan Carter. It would be different if the Rangers had no expectations this year. Because then you'd be like, who cares? Roll him out there. Let him hit against as many left-handers as you want. Deal with the struggles and just go from there.
This is a win now team.
Exactly. And so you don't have that ability. And so what's the alternative? All right, you put Evan Carter, let's just say eighth. Eighth in the lineup against right-handed pitchers. And then bench him most of the time against left-handed pitchers. Okay, then how's he going to get better against left-handed pitchers? Or you can let him hit, not every day, but like a lot against left-handed pitchers. And you will sink or swim that way. And I don't want to say like you don't care if you win in the minor leagues, but obviously it's nowhere near as imperative as the big club.
The minor leagues are for work.
Yes.
The big leagues are you've worked and you're going to do the work.
Yes.
But you're not, the only time you're working on something is spring training. Everything else from there, you better be ready to go.
So that This makes all the sense in the world to me. Evan Carter is still super young. I go back to, you know, somebody texted in, and I understand this concern, that they are worried that Evan Carter might be a flash in the pan. I don't think that.
I don't either.
But I will say, don't you think some of that trends back to the shock of when he was drafted? Like, if Evan Carter would have been drafted and people on MLB Network, instead of saying, who the hell is this kid, would have been like, steal. What a steal from the Texas Rangers. So I think some of that baggage, which I don't believe is fair whatsoever. I think some of that baggage of like, why did he get drafted so high? Who is that? Is part of what people are afraid of. But he's 22. He doesn't turn 23 until the end of August. He could not be on the big club again until 2027.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, that's still a pretty young Major League Baseball player.
You know, Kumar Rocker, 22, right?
Kumar Rocker?
Yeah.
I think he's like 25.
25? Okay. Yeah. So in like 3 years, Evan Carter will be... Kumar Rocker's just now making the big league club.
Yes.
So like we were discussing this earlier on the part of, hey, maybe it's something in the mind he needs to work out. Maybe it is a physical thing. Maybe whatever the back thing was, the ablation that he was dealing with, he got it removed. Maybe it was messing with him enough to where now his whole swing has to be, you know, altered just a little bit. I still think he has an understanding of the strike zone, but something's not there right now. And he's going to have to mentally toughen up. Like, that's a reality for the big leagues. He got here and he did some special stuff. Nobody had a clue who he was, though. And I stick to that. Nobody knew what he was at the time. And so now when guys are getting tougher, they figured you out, they've got some tape on you and they know what you're looking for and what you're not. You got to figure out how to toughen up and get past that.
And you want Evan Carter to get better for that sake. From a strictly financial point of view, you want Evan Carter to be good because he costs nothing for the next 5 years. Or, like, relatively speaking, if he turns into a good player, if he turns into a really good player, he turns into a starter, he turns into a star, you're going to be getting a deal at every step of the way. Like, this year, he makes $800,000. Okay, well, for minor leaguer, you're like, ooh, that's a lot. But if he turned out to be an everyday player, unbelievable. Same thing next year. Then you move into arbitration, but not until 2027. You're going to be getting good deals on this kid for five more years. And so obviously you want him to be better for that.
I think the big like factor is because Wyatt Lankford had arrived.
Yes.
Everybody wanted to see, all right, our outfield is now taken care of. Like we've thrust these guys into here. They're ready for it.
I'm guilty of
that. We're the luckiest team that we have two 20-something year old dudes that are going to be here in the outfield forever. Yeah. And they're the next face of the franchise. And I'm not blaming you, Kevin, but you definitely are the reason.
That's fair.
But I think that's where a lot of us got excited about that. I was too. Yeah. But if he's not ready, then they're doing the right thing. Like Chris Young and Bochy are doing the right thing by making the decision. It's a tough decision. Bochy said it would be.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult conversation, but you have to have it with the player when the results aren't there.
And I believe Evan Carter is 9 months younger than Wyatt Lankford.
Okay.
Because what you got to remember, obviously Wyatt Lankford went through a lot of college baseball. Evan Carter, none. So that's the big difference right there. All right.
Can I roll this out against the Royals today? Today's the 25th?
That is correct.
Simeon leading off. Wyatt Lankford. Jake Berger hitting third. That's because Seager's not playing today. Adolis, Pilar, Smith, Heim, Tavares, Duran, and DeGrom on the mound. So whenever your shortstop's back in there,
slide
that's just a little
down one, and then Duran's coming off the bench.
Actually, Berger goes down to where Smith is, I believe, and that would kind of maybe even where Pilar is. But that's a good lineup right there. I love it.
So now the next one is Kevin Pilar. Kevin Pilar has made the team, as has Leody. I'll be curious to see how that, I don't know if you're going to call it a platoon situation. I'll be curious to see how that plays out.
I bet he's a starter.
You think Kevin Pilar is going to be the starter ahead of Leody?
I think Leody is one of those guys that had prove it last year and didn't quite prove it. And they're like, okay, all right, we still need to figure out either A, how to get some value out of him, or B, how to get some production out of him. One of those two things. And actually, we need the production before we get the value.
Yeah.
So we got to figure something out there. Pillar has been in this, you know, kind of what you have in the person, in the player, and you know his defense in the outfield can save you at times. He understands hitting in the big leagues, and it might be a good opportunity to force the issue with Tavares a little bit, maybe motivate him a little more to really lock it in. I don't know. It's hard for me to say. I feel like that with Pillar, but it might be smarter of them just to say he's currently until Tavares maybe loses it. They really wanted Evan Carter to push Tavares out.
Yes.
Like ultimately, that's what they wanted. It's not quite there right now, so they have to wait.
I'm going to have to check on this from the 214, but I believe Dane Dunning's salary does still count because he was still signed to the contract and nobody picked him up on waivers. I will say, I get it. I'm biased for Dane Dunning. I think you are too. I think this is a win. Nobody claimed him. He goes back to AAA. I wonder if there could be a possibility that he could pitch his way back into, hey, maybe we will bring you back for a little something here and there, or like a spot start or injury start, if you want to put it that way. And so I think there's a possibility of that. And then Leiter and Rocker, they make the opening day rotation. I realize this is because of injuries
yes.
with Gray and with Bradford. But it is exciting, right? Like, you're going to be hyped to see those guys pitch several times until a narrative starts to be created. And then you'll be maybe even more excited, yeah, hopefully.
If they both throw no hitters in their first appearances, I mean, go ahead and put them in the hall.
Okay. This is hard for me to say because I think Bruce Bochy is the smartest baseball human that I think I've ever met.
True.
It would be irresponsible for Bruce Bochy to leave either Kamar Rocker or Jack Leiter out there to throw a no-hitter, right? Like, that's insane. I don't care if they really have given up no hits. They can't pitch the whole game.
Kevin, I think you're right. I think they would be smart and just say, we're trying to win the game. We're less. I don't know, dude. He is one of those guys, though. If he sees something special, he's rooting for it. That's a great question to ask Boch. I like that question. I think you should ask him, like, in this situation with a young pitcher like that, I think Bochy would be the kind of guy that would be like, well, you know, you gotta make sure you got your pitch count and everything, understand that and where they are, but trying to win a game, I do want to see something special. If he probably wants to see something great happen. He loves greatness.
So